We have today a tremendous chus that we have with us to address us, one of the G'dayde Rosh Yeshivas, the G'dayde Ador, Rav David Shusto, Shlita. And I just want, before calling him, I don't want to take any time from his busy schedule, but just to express the yeshiva's Hakaras HaTov, really Hakaras HaTov to Lakewood. We have to appreciate it. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Chedek, says that who's an apikoris? Gemara says that an apikoris is a person who says, Mayahani Rabbanon. In other words, there's a certain tendency, people think, what do the Talmid HaChamim do for me? They're sitting in their yeshivas, I have nothing to do with them, and they're learning. How does it help me? And the Gemara says that someone who says that is an apikoris. Because we believe, as Rashi says it, the whole world, the whole world is totally on Torah. And if there wouldn't be people sitting and learning Torah, there wouldn't be, the world couldn't be Mekayim. Right? The famous Chazon Ish says that people are matzliach in chinuch, it's because someone is sitting and learning. There's a kedushas haTorah that has a tremendous hashpah on the whole world. And obviously, if the biggest makom Torah by far in America is in Lakewood, that gives us a tremendous kiyum to the whole world and a tremendous kiyum to Miami. And we have to have a tremendous hakaras haTov that there is such a makom Torah in America, which is bringing so much Kedusha to the world. And we have now a special Hakaras HaTov that Baruch Hashem, the Lakewood Yeshiva, has established a branch here in Miami, a kolo, with the people, the Baal Batim, coming in to learn. It's so beautiful, people learning. And that obviously also adds a tremendous Kedusha to us here in Miami. And therefore we have really tremendous Hakaras HaTov to the Yeshiva. And it's a tremendous chus to hear him today.
Shus Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. Shus Naholas HaYeshiva. Ramei HaYeshiva. Shlita. And obviously Achen Achen Choviv. Peshus. Teire, Teire. Tamidim achavivim vayikorim, the bnei teire of the yeshiva akdeisha, achurei chemet, young bochrim, full of potential, voldige potential, each and every bocher, and they have the gewaldige schus nesayte de shemaye. A gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Ben Kaisle HaYeshiva of this Heilige Yeshiva HaKadosha that's with Nesiaseid, obviously the branch, it's Teilodois, Peirois V'Gedoile HaDoirois in the early time of America Reb David Leibovitz, Echad Tzad, V'Kodesh Levrocha, V'Achrov, Goyen Penach, and the Heintige Rosh Yeshiva, and it's all one network, Chazdei Hashem, of Habotes Teire, of Hamodes Talmidim Harbei, Dem Koimam, and then there's a Gewaldige Ashpor that the Mashpia, after Olam, from Yadus, Kamim, Mekamim, cities, the Mekamis, over the United States and abroad. And that's all the schus of every single bocher that has, that Ashkocha Prot has brought him to be part of this Heilige Beis Medrash. And I'd like to say, share with the Olam something that Mishas Rabaran, Rabbeinu HaGadol, Sar HaTorah, and I think we all say the Rebbe of our generations on these shores, in general, Befrat, the Chelik of Mishas Rabaran, of the Shmuzin, one Chelik is totally devoted to the Zmanim of Elul and Yomim Neroim. Chelik Sheini of Mishas Rabaran and Mamor Mesichas Musa, with a ganze Sefer, that Roshiva said, Meshech is time in America. Kemat nothing there was from Europe. In Europe, the Reshiva had a Mashgiach in the Yeshiva, and the Reshiva did not say Shmuzin, Bederech Klal, at all. This was all in America. All the Shmuzin of Mishras Rabarin was Siyaita the Shmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Reshiva to be able to build the new world of Torah that we're enjoying in our time, Baruch Hashem. And as Reshiva said before, the ripple effect that one yeshiva has for the other yeshiva, Feshteitzach, was all together. In those times, it was Torah V'Das and Chofetz Chaim and Lakewood and Beis Medrash Elyon. They all networked together to create what we have today. It's Dr. Reshiva, one of the Shmuzin. The name of the Shmuz is Gulas Asman Dar Boim Yoim. And the Reshiva says, Skulas Asman means that the time is specially opportune. Special opportunities in Avodas Hashem. The Aborim Yoim from Rosh Chodesh El till after Yom Kippur. It's Yimei Rachmim V'Rotzai. It's days of great Rachmim V'Rotzai that is the Hanhog of Hashem Yitzborach and these Yomim. And it came about through the Aborim Yoim Achreinim of Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar that ended with Yom Kippurim and we got the Luchas Achreinois. And it became part of the cycle of the year that's Rachmim V'Rotzai. And Oisha Godl Hula Odom, Hine, Oisha Godl Hula Odom, Kviyas Asman Azeh. It's a great Oisha, a great glick, a great fortune for a person to be able to realize the skula of these 40 days. V'chayim b'rtzaynoi, first of all. Pasuk says, Ki rega b'yapoi, chayim b'rtzaynoi. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a hog of rachman v'rotzayin, so chayim comes our way. And that means, refias midas hadin, silik roin afsha ba'olam, it's an hog of ritzui that translates itself in chayim b'rtzaynoi. That certainly is a oisha god la'odah. But then the Reshiva says as follows. And because of the school of this man, Efshel Hasig b'ma'at omo, it's possible to achieve with minimal amelus, beim b'teire v'avoide u'b'tshuve, ma'ashe tzorich omo rav b'zman ache. Mer dekezach. That which needs omo rav, great amelus, is needed for us to achieve. B'zman Ache, in the Fertzik tag of Yirotzoy, V'rachamim, V'bal Neftochim Shari Chesed V'rachamim, so what comes through those often Sha'orim is that Oyro Meyuchedes L'hoir Einei Ha'odom, a special enlightenment comes through those open Sha'orim. And it mikoyach that it's possible to be masig ma'at omol what requires omol rav mizmanach. And the Reshiva brings the mikoyach that says in Yom Kippur, and by the Reshiva's posture that Yom Kippur is just the peak of the Aborim Yoim, but it's all one bechinah. So I want to explain what Rosh Yeshiva say, how we could relate to such a school as Asma. Why do we need Omol Rav? Why do we need Omol Rav? To achieve in Torah, to achieve in Avodas Hashem, to achieve in Tshuva. We know all about it. We need Omol Rav. The reason for that is, Matthias Yisholm says, Oylam Hazeh Doyma Lalaila. Matthias Yisholm is a Zehirus, quotes the Chazal of Matthias, Toshes Choshech Ve'iloyla, Oylam Hazeh Doyma Lalaila. And the Matthias Yisholm explains, the Yetzirah is empowered to bring a Choshech upon us, a Choshech upon the Einei HaSeichel. Our Einei HaSeichel find themselves in darkness. And the problem of darkness, Dr. Mesir Tisham, is bifolded. The first thing is you don't realize an obstacle. And you walk and you become nikshal, chas v'sholem. And you can hurt yourself. In Ruchnius, we don't recognize Mechsholis. We don't see what's in front of us. And Chas V'Sholem, a person is Nichshal. Worse than that, Dr. Mesir Tisholem, at night, there could be some minimal light, but it doesn't help because you mistake an Amud for an Odom, and an Odom for an Amud. And you're convinced of your mistake, and obviously you run into trouble. And that's even worse, because you don't watch yourself. You think you saw. That's the Yetzer Hara. Either he darkens us totally, and we miss Mechsholis, or he turns an Aveira into a Mitzvah, and a Mitzvah into Aveira. And that's the problem of Olam Hazeh. That's Melchemes HaYetzer. The Yetzer was empowered to bring darkness in our world. And Memele is Abitra Maisa. But there's one Yetzer for darkness. Omol Rav. Omol Rav penetrates the Choshech. The Pasuk says, Omol Hilchem B'Choshech, Ro Godel. A nation that's walking in darkness, all of a sudden, they see an Godoil. Medrash Tanchuma, beginning of the Parshas Noach, explains, Amele Teire. They're going in, they're Hilchem B'Choshech. But Ro Godoil. Duch the Amelus that the Mesamel in Yageya. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meir Einayim. They're Zeuche to see an Godoil. It means that they penetrate, you can penetrate the Choshech Onam HaRofel. It's Mechitzes, Gimel Mechitzes of Choshech, can be penetrated and come to the Pnimius where there's an Godel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meir Einayim. But without Omol Rav, we're in darkness. And to achieve is kamat impossible. Omol Rav is the Eitzah. But what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the anhog of Rachman v'rotzai, ha-pesech lonu sharei rachamim, we say on Yom Kippurim, u-meir einei ha-mechakim l'slichosai, that through the sharei rachamim that are open, transcends an oir for each and every one of us. U-meir einei ha-mechakim l'slichosai, those that look forward to that oir, those that look forward and respond and open their eyes to accept that oir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meir Einayim. And if it's Meir Einayim, then you don't need Omol Rav anymore. Why do you need Ma'at Omol? Know what the Ma'at Omol is? To open our eyes. That's the Ma'at Omol. Like Mesir Tisholom says, if a person closes his eyes, then it could be sunlight. He's still in the dark as well. It's Yivorin Tivi, Yivorin Tzaini. So that much we have to do. Even in Yemei Elul, We have to believe. That's Einei HaMechakim. We have to believe Memuna Shleima, that there is such a Hashefa of Oyer that's for us. And if we do believe it and apply ourselves, we come to Besmedrish for Tefillah, for Torah, for Limud HaMusar, and we realize the opportunity of the days of Yemei Elul, that says Yemei Tshuva, and we take open our eyes, Serem B'ma'aten Oysha Godlu La'odah, we could achieve Mishunadika Asogis in all areas of our growth in Ruchnis. And we're learning now Masechtas Yevamos, and everybody knows, whoever touched the Klamke from Ayeshiva know that Yevamos is synonymous with Omol Rav. Elevation does. And if you put in the Omol Rav, you take the challenge of Omol Rav, everyone can have his own Yevamos to a certain degree. That's the type of challenge that Yevamos is. To work out all the different stiras and different sugyas and put it together. And ain't they the same shavus? We all hear the same shiurim, but you need to put your own input into Yevamos. But all Yevamos is Omol Rav. Omol Rav. But if we start Yevamos in Chodesh Elul, and over here I heard from Rabbi Kiel Zayin Gesund that we started this man even a little bit before. So we're into it already. I saw it the way that Rabbi was speaking. The Halchen Tief. Arayin. And now comes this Oyer of Yemei Elul. And the Roshiva says in a different shmuz that whatever we achieve in Elul, that we steig in everything, we don't lose it when the Yemei Elul stop. We have it for keeps. Just the opportunity ceases to be of being kainah. Whatever is achieved is meant to stay with us and be developed over the coming year. But we have to chaparayin. Chaparayin. So we'll be able to be zeiche b'ma'at omol to make kinyonim in Yevamos that will stay with us for the winter. And more so, Navoidah and Limud HaMusar, in developing our kelim for Torah. We have to develop. We should be kelim uchonim v'yirashamayim and midas tovus. That all is there for us. B'ma'at omo. And mele means that we should open our eyes and be a machake. You have to be a machake. Machake means you have to believe what's Chazal zogin. And you have to apply yourself. Mekoyech dat emuna. It has to be enough to motivate us to apply ourselves and be there. But our hearts and our minds, the ganze, all of our beings should be where we are in the Besmedrash. B'shas HaTfilah, B'shas HaLimud, B'shas Limud HaMusar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give that each and every one of us, Lefi Koychosav, gets the Oyer that he needs. It's not wholesale Oyer. It's custom made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows each and everyone's Koychos and gives us the Oyer that we need. If we only open our eyes. Because both should give Gebaldig Atzloche, and Avitin should be Teiche, to utilize the school of Sazman of Rachmim Verotzin, and achieve, and be Teiche, to Aksiv Achsim Teiver, to Shas Chaim Vesholim, Shnaz Gula Vishua, Shnaz Aliyim Asmedes, from Yelcho Michael El Choyel, Biz Yerol Lekim Betzion, Biz Girl Tzed Me'ev Me'enu Amen.